Hi guys, this is Everdus Utopia, and this is the aftercare for Synthetic Destiny, specifically for people who don't have the best time listening to content revolving around non-consent. So I'm going to start off with sort of like the usual, which is you're safe. Jingataxius isn't real. He can't hurt you. Okay. Mind control tentacles is not a real thing. You're okay. You're safe. He's not going to like burst into your door. Like, this is not a real thing. All right. Other usual things that we do. One, if you are a listener of Aftercare who skips the audios, welcome. You're allowed here. You're very valid. And two, if you are somebody who listens to the audio and has a little bit of trouble processing some of the non-consensual elements of it, welcome. You are valid. Okay? I never want anybody walking away from an audio thinking that they are missing something or that they are not as good or not as whole for not being able to enjoy it. That's not the case. Everybody has different experiences. The experiences that have led you to where you are just as valid as anybody else's experiences, right? So I appreciate if you are somebody who, you know, is not as into non-consensual content, coming by either just to hang out in the post or to give this audio a shot. Let's walk through this a little bit, right? So this is one of the, I would say this is the most outlandish depiction of non-consent that I have done on this account since I came back in January. Is it January, February? I don't know. It's not important. And as such, it's a little bit harder to draw like real connections to. There are a couple things that I wanted to talk about, right? So first off, this is not something that I always do, but this is one case that I did it, is I depicted the entity that is perpetrating the act of non-consent as a absolute villain, right? There's no oh, they were sympathetic or like they had feeling, right? Like Jingataxius is like very clearly a villain, both in the context of the audio and in his source material, right? Magic the Gathering, Scars of Mirrodin. And this is important to talk about, I think, because we don't always acknowledge, first off, we don't always acknowledge acts of non-consent for what they are. And we don't always acknowledge that as a villainous or evil thing, okay? And I'm not talking about, you know, fantasies, right? I'm not talking about, like, getting with your partner in the bedroom and being like, oh, we got a safe word, but I'm gonna say stop, right? Like, that's different. I'm talking about, like, not just physical force, but like emotional coercion that counts as non-consent. And I think sometimes people who may have had that happen, like, don't fully acknowledge or accept that for whatever reason, right? Maybe they're not able to. But where I'm going with this is, just because somebody is not perpetrating an act of non-consent in the same way as Jingataxius does, right, with mind control and tentacles, right, doesn't mean that they're not just as guilty or villainous, right? Like, if you've been hurt by something that isn't, you know, like what this audio is, it doesn't invalidate your experience. And that's just that's very important, right? We talked like a couple aftercares ago about, you know, what constitutes consent and what doesn't constitute consent, right? And I think sometimes people fall into the mistake, I'm gonna call it a mistake, yeah, of letting there be a spectrum of non-consent, right? And I don't mean to, devalue the experience of anybody who has had like a more intense experience with that. But like, all non-consent is non-consent. Hard stop, right? That's what I'm getting at here. So I hope that, like, I don't know, if something happens, or if you see something even, that like you think of that, right? And you go, you know, you wouldn't, okay, like hopelessness aside, right? Like, you wouldn't stand by and watch, like, you wouldn't allow Jin Kataxius to do what he does if you could do anything about it, right? And so why allow anything else that lies along that spectrum, right? I just think it's important that we accept everybody's experiences as valid. I don't know. Does that make sense? Let me try to put that in one sentence, right? I know I tend to get very rambly in these, but basically, like, this is a very fantastical representation of non-consent, and it's depicted as evil, but less outlandish acts of non-consent are still non-consent and should be treated with as much weight as one might treat something like this happening, right? And like, obviously in the audio there's not a lot of weight, right? Because, or sorry, as a listener there's not as much weight because you're entering it to it with the understanding that it's fantasy, but like, you know, in the world in which the audio takes place, there's a lot of weight here. So if you've ever felt like you didn't deserve to have that, I'm not a professional, but I can still tell you that you deserve it. You deserve to have the attention and, you know, the care and the help and the support that you want. Yeah, so sorry, I spent a little long on that second point, but really, right, main points, if you don't like this stuff, that's okay. You don't owe me anything. You don't owe me the listens. You don't owe me the, like, liking the audio, right? I never want anybody to feel pressured to get into this stuff. If you want to approach it at your own comfort level, I think that's great. If you're just looking to expand your horizons, that's amazing, right? I would always rather somebody not listen to an audio if they know that it's going to make them uncomfortable, because your guys' like emotional safety is, you know, paramount, very important. So yeah, I hope you're okay. Again, Jin Kataxius isn't real. Jin Kataxius can't hurt you. So thank you. Yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Bye.